This is Steve Commissar, aka Brett Champion, the Don of Con, with a brand new episode of Scam Junkie. And everybody is in for a big treat tonight because my guest today is decorated law enforcement officer Ryan Horn and my partner in our other podcast, The Con Man and the Cop. How are you today, Ryan?
Doing fantastic, Steve. Thank you for having me aboard. Was a fan of the show first time I heard it, and now it's quite an honor to be on your show.
I love your show too, White Collar Crimes. I've listened to every episode, and I recommend that everyone else does too, because as you know, the only shows or podcasts on any podcast forum besides Spotify and all the other ones are your show, White Collar Crimes, my show, Scam Junkie, and the best one of all is the show we do together called The Con Man and the Cop, where me as a con man and you as a law enforcement officer, we fight crime together from both sides of the street, and you get both different perspectives of white collar crime from a famous con man and a famous law enforcement officer.
Yep, nothing else like it on the podcast world.
We made history. That's why we have so many subscribers. And I urge you people that are listening to Scam Junkie right now, this episode of season 2, episode 3 on Scam Junkie is also going to be on Ryan's show, so you can look it up on White Collar Crimes. Join his show, subscribe to my show, and subscribe to the new show, which is The Con Man and the Cop, at only $4.99 a month. And if for any reason you're not satisfied, you will get a complete refund. And nobody does that. And our shows are SAG-AFTRA franchised and registered podcasts. So we got a big union behind us, and very few podcasts have that. So what's going on over there today?
Just been actually kind of keeping an eye on the weather. It's been a little stormy in our area lately, and depending on when people hear this, they may be dealing with a little Arctic air coming their way, depending on what part of the country you live in. I know we have it coming in my neck of the woods and my stomping grounds, but just keeping an eye on that a little bit, keeping an eye on some crimes and scandals. Kind of went back to yesteryear a little bit on my podcast, the White Collar Crimes podcast that Steve mentioned. You can catch that on Spotify or wherever you hear your podcast. But do you remember the McDonald's Monopoly scam that happened back in the mid-90s, early 2000s?
Of course, that was one of the biggest scams ever.
Yes. And I'd forgotten about it. I remember when it happened. I was actually starting my law enforcement career around when that happened, and got to kind of go back in time and look on that incident a little bit. And amazingly, you know, that people might forget that that scam was perpetrated by a former cop.
Yeah, a lot of crimes are perpetrated by former cops. In fact, what was that cop that he killed his first wife and then he killed his second wife and finally got caught?
Drew, God, what was
Peterson.
His last name? Yes,
Peterson.
Drew Peterson. Thank you. Yep. He was incarcerated about an hour from where I live. And I know one of the guys that actually investigated, and I'm sure you probably saw in the news a few years back, he got some additional time because he had tried to put a hit out on the judge that had sentenced him. And yeah, real whack case. So thankfully, hopefully he by far will never see the light of day. But I think he was married four times and three or four of them have, you know, pretty much all been killed. And yeah, very sick, evil guy.
Well, just like con artists, anyone that commits a crime, even a violent crime, once you do it a few times, you kind of think you're bulletproof and you're not going to get caught, and you get lazy and something slips up and you drop some DNA or something happens and you end up getting caught. Because if you don't get caught on one, you'll get caught on another, because law enforcement has way, way more money than they do. And they can go after you, and they have the technology, and they will eventually get you, if not this time, then the next time. So it's a bad idea to be conning people or killing people.
Absolutely. I used to tell a lot of people I would deal with on that, look, you know, there's no point in fighting us. You just made some points there. We have the money, the resources. We never sleep. We are open 24 hours a day. So eventually you have to sleep, but the law never does. And eventually you will be worn down, and yep, it will prevail over you. So yep, not a good idea to con or kill people, but that is exactly what happened. And speaking of careless, I pointed this out on my podcast. One of the mistakes he made was selling these winning Monopoly piece tickets to all of his buddies. So suddenly, everybody that was winning it was primarily in Jacksonville, Florida, or kind of southern Georgia area and everything like that. And, you know, that kind of drew the suspicion of the FBI and McDonald's and all the people involved. And that kind of eventually led to his being brought down. He just simply got lazy and was just selling them to all of his friends and family in the local area. And amazingly, the only people winning it were in that area. And, you know, McDonald's and even the law, they're going to get a little suspicious of that.
Yeah, that is a sure way to get caught. And with that kind of a crime, they were definitely going to get caught sooner or later. And that reminds me, you know, I had two segments on my show about romance scams, part one and part two. They're on there now on Scam Junkie if you want to listen to them. And I want to do my segment today, which is episode three of season two. I want to do a part three here on romance scams because something recently happened to me where I was actually scammed by a woman that I thought loved me and wanted to be in a relationship with me. And I wanted to tell both of our audiences that people can scam you for money and con you, but when a woman tells you she loves you or she lures in a man under false pretenses just so he can spend money on her, first of all, that's just a dirty little whore. Anyway, it's just a different form of prostitution. But prostitution, you know, when a whore has sex with you, she's telling you, you're going to pay me, I'm going to fuck you, but then I'm going to leave. Nothing else is going to happen. But these dirty little gold-digging whores, what they do is they say, oh, I love you, I want to be with you. And you're actually being misled and deceived and spending your money because you think you found the right kind of women. And any guy out there who's listening to this has probably, to some degree or another, been fooled by a woman. Do you have any experiences with that, Ryan, from any past relationships?
Oh, yes. You know, I've been married for couple months from now be 14 years, but prior to that, yes, some relationships I had, there was a, you know, certainly a time or two that just like you, I thought that one had loved or cared for me, and come to find out that was not her actual motives. And yeah, in the end, you do feel taken. You've spent time and money on that relationship and you've invested emotionally in it, and come to find out it was a scam. So it may not be a white collar crime, quote unquote, but you are absolutely correct. That is a form of a scam.
Anything to me that has to do with deception, where they're fooling someone or misleading them and they profit off it, whether it's a woman or someone on the street, it's still a form of fraud and it's still illegal. And I'll tell you a little bit what happened to me so you guys out there can watch out, because I met this woman and she was really good. Her name was Azeen, she's a Persian woman, but she looked white and she was, you know, kind of attractive. She's probably in her late 40s, but, you know, she looks like she's been dragged through the mud a little. She's an alcoholic. She drinks every day. She's all bloated and fat now. But anyway, she told me she loved me and she wanted to be with me forever. And I actually believed her. And as we started dating and stuff, she says, oh, can you get me this Apple a laptop? I need it for my business and I don't have very much money right now. And since we're going to be together forever, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I got it for her. Right after I got her the laptop, the next day I didn't hear from her. The next week I didn't hear from her and I never heard from her again. So what happened was, this is someone that pretended she was in love with me to fool me for a laptop computer. Is that a whore? Yes. Is that being conned? Yes. So you guys got to not wear your heart on your sleeve. And if you meet a woman, even if she says she loves you, and if she asks you for something, that's a red flag. Do not spend any money on a woman unless you really, really know her a long time, because trust is something that has to be earned. And just try to bone the hell out of her and get yours too, just in case she's trying to con you. Because
I would say that is some good advice is right out of the gate. She's wanting money and giving a sob story or something like that. And I've had some friends of mine that were scammed in just very similar fashions, like you just mentioned you were. So yes, good advice, because there are plenty out there now. And, you know, you've pointed that out several times on your podcast and are the con man and the cop, which again, you can hear wherever you hear podcasts. But loneliness is one of the top probably three or four motivating factors how people become a victim of white collar crime, right?
Absolutely. And what happens is with most scams, it's greed. where you someone's going to tell you, like a Bernie Madoff's going to tell you, you're going to make 10 times your money in 30 days. And because you're greedy, you ignore all the warning signs and you send them your money and you end up getting scammed. The other signs and signals of being scammed, people fall victim to loneliness. That's what happened to me. I was single for a while and this girl pops up and she's paying attention to me and she likes me and she lets me have sex with her all the time. So I figure, wow, she really likes me. But then she asks me for a laptop computer. And once I give it to her, then she has no other interest in me. She proves she's not interested in me. And she just prostituted herself for a piece of electronics. So obviously this is someone with a low self-esteem who's even lower than the lowest form of whore or prostitute. And I'm a professional con man, so I should have seen that coming a mile away, but she got me. So guys, watch out for women telling you sweet things too quickly and then asking you for something. The only thing you should be giving these women is your penis. And the only thing that they should be asking you for is your penis. And if they ask you for anything else, then don't give it to them because you're just going to get scammed. If they got me, they can get anyone else. Right, Ryan?
Absolutely. We've talked about that over and over. You've been scammed. I've been scammed. You're an ex-professional con man. I've been in the law enforcement game for over 25 years and grew up in a family of cops. So I've been around and been taught from a very young age what to look out for. But yes, I've still been scammed. You know, as I pointed out, wife and I were scammed about 12, 13 years ago on a penny stock little scam. Some of you might have been in the Zeke reward scam that was out there. It happens, and it can happen to you. I don't care how smart you are, how savvy you are. All you got to do is let your guard down for a little bit. And this is a very vulnerable area where a lot of guys are. Like you said, you get single for a while, get a little lonely, a little desperate for company, and that's when you're the most vulnerable to be taken advantage of. And I've seen plenty of times, and yep, I've experienced that myself back in my single days. And, you know, I would say, wouldn't you say now in the days of the internet with so many people meeting online that it's even more easy right now to be scammed in relationships than say 20, 30 years ago when you had to do it all face to face?
Oh, definitely. And what happens is a lot of people now are meeting other people on these online dating apps. So what they do is they have women, they'll put their picture on an online dating app, and a guy thinking that she's single contacts her. She acts like she's interested right away. And once the guy is hooked, because let's face it, Ryan, every guy wants compliments from an attractive woman. All an attractive woman has to do is say, oh, you're the best lover I ever had. No one's ever made me come before. Or you got the biggest dick I've ever seen. And the guy's hooked. And then right after that, can I borrow $500? Can you buy me a laptop? And they get what they want and they're gone. They move on to the next guy. Their ad that they put, their profile on the dating site was just a tool to get men. And I cannot emphasize enough that that's the easiest way to get scammed is when you're a single person and you're lonely and you don't see the warning signs. And these women are so slick and so savvy. They know that. They tell us what we want to hear. And this woman, Azine, you know, she was just an alcoholic and not too smart, not too good looking, but I fell for it. So that's why I wanted to talk about this today, because you guys out there, if you've ever had this happen to you, definitely send me or Ryan an email. If there's anything we can do to help you get even or catch this guy, or if I ever see this girl again, I'm definitely going to get your squad car, Ryan, put her in the trunk and give her a ride out to the desert. How does that sound?
Yeah, and I think you would have a new laptop to probably play with when that's over once you retrieve the one she conned you out of.
Oh, yeah. Before I put her in the hole, I'm definitely going to get the laptop back. Then I'll bring some of my friends with me and they could pull a train on her. And then she'll go in the hole and I'll feel closure then. But the point is, you don't want to have to do that. You want to have to be smart and educated. And as soon as you meet the woman, the minute she asks you for something, you know that she's trying to con you. Get as much of that sex as you can and then leave her. Or the minute she asks you for something, ask her for something, but do not give it up no matter what. I've met women before, you know, they say, hey, if you want to go out with me, I'm a high class woman. You got to buy me a Louis Vuitton purse for $6,500. So that way, you know, it's coming at least. And you can have sex with them and tell them, yeah, tomorrow meet me at the Louis Vuitton store. I'll get it for you. But right now, let's just have sex. So then you got yours before she got you. But This woman that got me, boy, she was sneaky. And she's spended her whole life just meeting guys and using them and then moving on to the next one. So this is a career con woman or prostitute whore all combined into one.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you mentioned moving on, and again, what she's doing, I guess, is not going to probably most likely land her behind bars. But what you've seen some of these women that are doing this, and probably some guys are doing this too, taking advantage of people, it almost is almost very organized, like organized crime now. This is a new phenomenon, dating scams. This was something, if podcasts would have existed 30 years ago, we probably wouldn't have enough material to even discuss it on a podcast. But it's really becoming a thing now.
Right now, it is so prominent out there. There are so many women scamming men. There, you know, this is not even to mention the Nigerians that will post pictures of beautiful women on these dating sites and then contact the people and, you know, or they'll go to these lonely women and say, "Hi, I'm a doctor," and post a picture of a good-looking doctor. Right. I'm trapped overseas. I need money to get my passport. This is even worse because these are women that completely mislead you. It's the actual woman who's putting her picture on there. It's the actual woman that you're meeting. And that's the same person that's trying to con you. And the good thing is, sooner or later, like this girl, Azine, that tried to con me out of a laptop, they're going to run into a guy that's a big, violent guy, and he's going to get pissed off. And she could either get stabbed or get her head blown off or something bad happen to her, because a lot of guys aren't as nice as me and you. You know that?
I do, and that's something that is a very good point. And I will say, if you are listening and you fall into this category, whether you're a guy or a gal, if you're doing this, you need to realize the risk you are running, because you made a very good point there. Not everybody out there is playing with a full deck, and some people may take that just a little bit too hard, and you're putting yourself at risk. It's kind of what, in the criminology field, what we call routine activities theory. Some people are victimized by crimes because they put themselves in situations that greatly enhance the chances they will be victimized. You know, going to taverns and nightclubs late at night, walking alone in the streets late at night, dangerous drugs and alcohol abuse, just all kinds of reckless lifestyle choices put people in situations to be victimized. And if you're running a dating scam and scamming people out of laptops and whatever else you can get out of, yes, I totally agree. You got to be careful because you could be putting yourself at risk.
Well, here's the way it works, Ryan. When a guy's single and meets a woman, he's thinking of two things. First of all, how can I have sex with this woman as quick as possible? And then, is she a keeper? Is she someone I want to keep seeing? Or is she someone that I just want to have sex with? And this was the kind of girl, really, because she's an alcoholic and nasty and not too good looking and fat and disgusting, I was just going to have sex with her, really. But then, you know, they grow on you. They keep complimenting you. They keep telling you what you want to hear, and they kind of grow on you. And then after a while, you know, when they ask you for something, your guard is down. And then you realize, God damn, I just got fucking taken by a not even an attractive, older, bloated, alcoholic whore. And I'm embarrassed. Now, if a beautiful, hot female took me for that laptop, I wouldn't be as disappointed. But someone like this, just a bottom feeding whore, this was really embarrassing. So before this happens to any of you guys out there, pay attention to what I'm saying. If you meet a nice woman and she acts like she likes you too soon, and she then asks you for anything, even if she's letting you have sex with her, it doesn't matter. If she asks you for anything, whether it's $500, a laptop, anything, do not give it to her, because no one that loves you and really is interested in you just for you is going to ask you for anything in the beginning of a relationship. Right, Ryan?
That is absolutely correct. And very good advice to especially you younger guys out there. And I don't envy anybody that's in the dating pool now, because all of my single friends and coworkers tell me just how atrocious it is. And I guarantee it's that way, whether you're in L.A., Chicago, New York, or, you know, Bumblebee, Arkansas, wherever you are. It is horrible out there from what I've heard. Just so much changed from years before. And it doesn't help that it very much is becoming more evident through technology and things that it is increasing people becoming opportunists here. People in years past would not have thought probably to run scams like this. But now these dating scammers, they can meet so many different people online in a day. they can scam several people at once. Where in the olden days, 30 years ago or so, they would have to meet these guys individually at a bar one-on-one and maybe only take advantage of one at a time. Now, they can meet multiple people all day, all night online and set up different times and places to meet these people. And they can be scamming easily five, six guys at once. Easy.
They will scam as many guys as they can. Like this whore who scammed me. Who knows? She could have been meeting many guys at the same time, one on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and she could have been asking them for different things. And then once they get what they want, they move on. Actually, they're not very smart as a con artist, because once they got you hooked, she could have asked for something a lot more expensive than a laptop. And she could have taken the laptop, actually, and kept seeing me and then asked for something else. But that's all she wanted, I guess, was probably so she can have money to buy drugs or alcohol. Not a very smart person, but it's lucky that's all I got taken for. But you're right. Every single person I know now, it's real hard to meet somebody because of COVID and all the crimes out there and the horrible state of the world and the economy. Women are afraid to meet men. They're afraid to, you know, they're afraid they're going to get robbed or raped. And the only thing left out there are these predators and prostitutes that are out for money. So there's a much greater chance of getting scammed by a woman now than there ever was before.
Oh, and you mentioned costs on that. I can't even imagine. You really got to be guarded in the dating world. For most guys, if you're working or middle class guy, especially, that you got to watch your money. It's not cheap. I know over the weekend, wife and I went out for dinner and saw a movie. Actually, we saw, I don't know if you've seen it advertised, The Iron Claw. It was about the Von Erich wrestling family back in the 80s that were big into wrestling. I remember watching those guys wrestle when I was a kid. But anyway, the money we spent was not a lot by today's standards, but still way more than I would have paid for dinner or movie this 15 years ago or so when she and I were dating, or any time before that. It's unbelievable how much it costs just to date somebody now. And if you get taken advantage of and hoodwinked out of your money, it can set you back quite a bit if you're not a real wealthy person.
Right. I remember the Von Erichs too, Carrie and Kevin Von Erich. Didn't most of them commit suicide?
They did. Three of the boys in the family committed suicide. One of them died in a very freak electrocution accident when he was like five. And then another one died, I think it was David, died of a very strange stomach ailment when he was only like 25. He was over in Japan getting ready to wrestle and died in his hotel room. Kevin was the only one that's still alive and didn't die of some, you know, very awful, tragic death. It's just a very tragic family, really, you know, very talented at what they did, but very tragic. I'd recommend that out there. If any of you out there are movie buffs, and if it's playing near you, it's called The Iron Claw. It stars Zac Efron. Very good movie. I enjoyed it. It's sad, certainly not a feel-good movie, but, you know, it was just, we saw a matinee, basically, and still, it's way more expensive now just to do something like that than going out on a night out of town was 15, 20 years ago. And the fact that you can get scammed more now, spending that kind of money, to me would make dating even more stressful.
Right. And that's the whole thing. When you meet a woman out there and you're taking her out to dinner, you know, dinner used to cost $10. Now for two people, it's like $80. And when you go to the movies, it used to be $2. And now it's like $35. I mean, everything is so expensive that it's even worse when you meet a woman and she's misleading you and she's trying to get your money. And besides her ripping you off, you're taking her out to dinner and spending more money. So yeah, it's really, really bad out there. You single guys, I feel for you, because I'm single now and it has been harder than ever. And I was a professional con man, so I know how to persuade people into doing things that they don't want to do. But this is a tough one here. Women are on their guard. They're being very, very careful. They want to talk to you on the phone and text you for a long time. And then, you know, I'm not interested in that. I'm single. Let's meet and see if we like each other. And if we do, let's go to Pound Town and see if we like each other in bed. And then, you know, I can make a decision. But I decided from now on, when I meet someone, before they can get to me, I'll at least get some sex, because then when I see them trying to con me and I dump them, at least I got something from them. So would you think that dating scams are more prevalent in big cities than where you are, Ryan?
Yeah, maybe so, but I wouldn't think by a whole lot. I really wouldn't, because, you know, you mentioned COVID was something really good, because that changed the way people do just so many things. And, it really forced people just to live life from home, whether it be work, socializing. People started going to church, you know, through Zoom and Facebook and everything like that. It just totally changed the whole world. I would say it may not be quite as prevalent as a larger metropolitan area, but even in rural areas where, like, I'm from, people are still being taken advantage of. I've heard some nightmare stories, not only of people dating being scammed, but there was a case, I think I remember a while back, where some lady met a guy online not far from where I was at and was brutally sexually assaulted and really harshly beaten, everything like that. Just a horrible case. It was from a guy that, you know, she had met online. So take a note on that, folks. It's not just the money some people are scamming. There are some sickos out there that are that have intent to harm you if they get the chance. Not everybody out there has got pure intentions. Now, I don't think, you know, people should just absolutely live in fear. I mean, not everybody online is trying to scam or hurt somebody, but I think the point we're trying to get on, it's made it a lot easier for dating scams. Again, like I said a little bit ago, 30 years ago, woman would have to meet a guy in a bar if she wanted to take advantage of him, like you mentioned, you know, swindle somebody out of a laptop or whatever. Now, who knows, you might have been one of five or six guys she was doing that to.
Well, to what I understand is what she does is she'll meet one guy, she'll stay with him for a while and spend his money, and then the next guy that drives up in a nice car, the next one she meets, she'll dump the one before that immediately with no explanation and move on to the next one and start robbing him. And she's a whore and a slut, so she has no trouble spreading her legs and letting the guy do whatever they want to her, because that's just a selling tool. And then she'll ask him for stuff, she'll money, laptop, whatever it was. And then what happens after that is, of course, she wants to find someone else. And not only does the guy who she's with now get his feelings hurt and a broken heart because she moved on, but he realizes, damn, this little whore was scamming me the whole time. And you get mad at yourself for being so stupid, because a con man who cons you out of money, they get your money, like, you know, you've been conned, I've been conned out of money, and that's it. But the con woman or the whore, like Azine that I was telling you guys about, someone like her, she's not just trying to get your money. You wind up with your property gone because she's asked you for things and you buy her things and dinner, and then you also get a broken heart. And having a broken heart is just as painful as getting scammed, but you get both of those all at once when you're scammed in a relationship scam. So watch out, guys.
One of the key things, one of the key things that is different between the other scams we talk about, that is a very good point, that in other scams we talk about on this podcast, people get taken advantage of out of money. But you're right, dating scams are the ones out there probably that are exclusive in that regard, that people end up with a broken heart. I mean, when we got victimized by Zeke Rewards, the wife and I did, okay, I wasn't brokenhearted or sad. I was a little pissed off and, like you, even probably a little embarrassed that we had gotten taken advantage of, but I wasn't sad or distraught. But relationships can do that to you. You know, that you can get your heart just absolutely crushed, and it's compounded multiple times worse than that when you find out that you also got taken advantage of financially.
Absolutely. So before we close off this segment on Scam Junkie, I want to warn all the guys out there, anyone in the Los Angeles area, if you meet a woman named Azine, she's Persian, but she looks white, and I think she's about 50 years old, maybe even older. She looks older. She's short. She's bloated and fat. She's a real good talker. She loves to drink, and she has no problem having sex with someone just right when she meets them. She's going to ask you for things and take you. So if you run into her, you know, take all your aggressions out on her, beat the crap out of her, put her in a hole in the desert to prevent her from doing it to someone else. But be on guard, because right now you've been warned. And whether it's her or one of her cohorts, a different whore or a different low-life bottom-feeding prostitute, they all do the same thing. Be careful. Think with your brain and not with your penis. Right, Ryan?
Absolutely. Yep. And that would apply, I think, not only at LA, but anywhere you're at. Even if you're in rural areas like where I'm from, there could be somebody just like what you described that's just waiting to take advantage of you. So, yep, get to know them. I think the best advice you gave is do not pony up any money, especially your biggest red flag is, like you said, if right out of the gate in meeting you, they're already asking you for money on things. That's a huge red flag.
I have a feeling that this girl, Azine, who scammed me, it's not going to be long before she gets to the wrong person, the wrong guy, who's going to have a bad day and take it personally. and she's going to either wind up in the hospital or the cemetery. Something bad's got to happen to her. We can only hope. But in the meantime, everybody out there who's listening to Scam Junkie, our next episode should be on in about a week. My guest today was Ryan Horn, decorated law enforcement officer, and my partner in the hit podcast, The Con Man and the Cop. And as soon as you're done listening to this, listen to Ryan's podcast, White Collar Crimes. It's also on Spotify. Keep listening to Scam Junkie. And if you haven't heard it already, listen to The Con Man and the Cop. What a great show. We're both on it every day. Lots of good advice there. And please subscribe for $4.99 a month. It's a small amount to pay for the education and entertainment you're going to get from this show. And if you're not satisfied for any reason, we'll give you back your money. Any last words, Ryan?
Just stay safe and stay on guard. And yes, please tune in to all three of those podcasts. You will learn more on those three podcasts you mentioned than listening to 300 of the other posers that are out there pretending to be, quote, true crime podcasters, because they don't have the real life knowledge and experience that you and I have garnered through years in the real world of crime. So yes, please listen to all of our podcasts because they're the best education you'll get out there.
I've listened to hundreds of different podcasts. Most of the White Collar Crime podcasts are here today, gone tomorrow. They all go out of business because no one listens to them, and they don't listen to them because they all suck. None of them are hosted by professionals, either a law enforcement officer or a professional con man. None of them are. They're just armchair quarterbacks. All the shows are boring. They suck. They don't give out good information. The ones I mentioned here, Scam Junkie, White Collar Crimes, and The Con Man and the Cop, great shows. Hope you guys subscribe and listen. And I guess I'll close off with our theme song, and we'll talk to you next time. Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when Ryan and Steve come for you? See you next time, folks.
Take care, everybody.